Thank you for contacting customer support. My name is Heather. I'm the supervisor here in the fraud department. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Hi, Heather. My name is Sohaila Sabri, and I just noticed that there was a charge on my Citibank account. And okay. I didn't have no idea what it is, and she's telling me that this is for a Wi-Fi booster, and I don't know what happened. I have no idea.
Okay, can you verify your shipping address for me?
It's 1429 West Archrock Street in Meridian, 83646, Idaho.
Thank you for verifying that. Okay. All right, yes, ma'am. So looking here at the account, the order was placed on December 10th. $7.45 was paid after completing a survey to receive a Wi-Fi booster as a free welcoming gift. That was for joining the Factory Direct membership. Do you remember signing up for that membership?
No.
You remember getting the Wi-Fi booster?
I don't have anything, no. I don't even know what it is.
Okay. Well, what I can do here is I show that the previous agent did cancel out the account. However, the account is in chargeback mode, which means that you filed a dispute on the charges, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So we wouldn't be able to actually assist with this account unless the dispute is dropped, because right now your bank is handling the account and they've frozen it. So we can't do anything until we actually speak to them. Can you have your bank give us a call back?
Okay. Yeah, because I didn't know about the account, so I called them and they gave me the number, and that's why I called you.
Yes, ma'am.
Because I didn't know what it is. So what do you want me to do? To call them and tell them to stop that so you can go ahead and refund it?
So we can pursue the fraud claim, yes, ma'am. If this is a case of fraud, we'll definitely find out. But we can't do anything until the bank drops the dispute, and we need to verify with that with them, so you'll need to have them call us.
Okay, now when you say fraud dispute, what is that? I mean, what are you going to do based on that fraud?
Okay, well, whenever we submit a claim for fraud, what we do is we take the IP address from the device that this was ordered off of, and we get it over to your local authorities. They actually have the ability to trace it to the exact device address and person who did place this order without your permission. That person would be prosecuted for credit card fraud, as we do take that very seriously here.
Okay. So, but meanwhile, the balance is going to stay?
Yes, ma'am. The account's canceled. We can't do anything about the charges until we speak to the bank, because you filed a dispute on the charges.
Okay. Well, she said she's gonna contact you guys, and she's gonna, when I talk to her, she said she's gonna contact you or send you a letter or something.
Okay. So, I mean, yes, absolutely. That's probably just in response to the dispute that you already filed. But if you'd like to get this settled before the dispute goes through, have them call us back right away so we can actually help you.
Okay. I'll give her a call and tell her to call you. And
all right.
What should she call you?
The same number. We're open 24/7, so she can call at any time.
855-431-2491.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. I will do that.
All right. Thank you for contacting customer support. You have a great day.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.